Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, here we go.
Woo-woo!
Segment one. We're here with Lindsay Olmsted. She's the founder of Tranquil Harmony, tranquilharmony.net. We are very excited to dive in, and it's always extra special when we have someone like you, Lindsay, in the mix, because I don't know how well you know Kelly, but she's always tapped in, and so it just always gets interesting. And so we're going to start things off.
Welcome,
with
by the
our
way.
Favorite question. Yeah, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. We're going to dive in because we have little time, and you're amazing, I'm sure. So we love asking this question. If you could look back, like way, way back, as far as you can, and remember some of those first curiosities around, oh, I have a skill or I have something that I don't think my friends or my family has. Like, walk us back to that. How did that impact your life? How did that impact your environment? And then what ultimately had you have the confidence to go, oh, I'm going to now be in service to people with this thing?
Okay, so first, Lindsay.
All yours.
Lindsay, like, introduce yourself, say hey to the community, and then go launch into that. Because I'm like, we didn't do a proper introduction, which is, that's no manners.
I mean, we set her website and her name.
I know.
And all that,
that was formal. Oh, I'm just kidding, Brian. I'm just giving you crap. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, both of you. I'm looking forward to this immensely. As a psychic medium, as a shamanic practitioner, vibrational sound therapist, I look forward to working with my clientele to make sure that they are getting the best possible experiences that they can from me. So looking as far back as I can look back to would be a child growing up in what I would consider a haunted house. You know, we all think our houses are haunted when we're little. The doors creak, the house settles, you hear maybe, you know, foot movement upstairs or whatever the case is. And in my situation, it wasn't until I was much further along in my process did I realize that those things were what was happening to me as a child. And I think there's a lot of spiritual teachers and people with abilities just like mine that go back and say, I can explain all of that to people now as to what I was experiencing. So maybe 5 years ago, I was still in what you would call the spiritual closet. I knew enough to say that I had a knowing about things. I could sense things. I could feel things. Things would come to me. You know, the phone rings, and you can tell who's on the other line, and that was before caller ID and all that stuff would come out. But about 5 years ago, I have a story to share with you where I was kind of thrust into my spiritual abilities. And so I want to preface the story by saying my husband's in law enforcement, so this is not a law enforcement story.
No, but let's thank him on behalf of our community for his service.
Thank you. And I also want to say that some of the details that I'm about to share aren't things that I've shared publicly out of respect for the families of my husband's law enforcement family, because I just didn't want them to be a public spectacle or have people, you know, delve into that particular aspect of what I do. And so about 5 years ago, we're getting ready for bed, and the phone rings, and my husband gets a call to go in. They have an officer that they cannot reach. And before he even gets off the phone, I can tell what the call is going to be about, but before he gets off the phone and flies out the door, I know that he's going on a recovery mission. I know what road he's going to go to. I know who's involved, like a name of who is involved as the perp, if you will, sort of law enforcement speak. So I knew a lot of those details before he even walked out the door.
Did you share it with him, or did you just have the knowing?
I did not. Okay. My husband, I love him dearly, but he is a skeptic, and sure. I totally appreciate skeptics because they make our job so much more challenging, and we work that much harder to prove details that make everything convincible. Okay. So I didn't share any of those things with him. When he got home, I did ask him questions like, where'd you go? What happened? You know, all the things,
like,
that a curious wife.
Check, check,
yeah,
check.
Try not to interrogate him under the flashlight, so to speak, you know, wanting to validate what I was feeling. And so he gets home and I ask him some questions and yep, you know, I hit some nails on the head there. And the next day we have what we would call a debriefing for the spouses. So all of the guys or people involved in this incident, so to speak, have a debriefing, and then the wives have a debriefing or the spouses have a debriefing in order for us to kind of understand and support our significant others. And I said to my girlfriend, I said, you know, he didn't validate one thing for me, and I wanted to go see where we're going or where this was. And so I said to her, you know, I keep having these visions of a two-story white house and a red pole shed, and I just want to validate where I'm getting this stuff from. If it's nothing, it's nothing. If it's something, great.
And you shared before you went and got in the car
right.
to go see this.
Yep.
Okay, just checking.
Yep. She's my go-to for going to, like, you know, the psychic fairs and all that good stuff. She's my spiritual homie, if you will. So we go on this ride and we pull down this road, and my husband didn't validate that part of it, of the two-story white house with the red pole shed. And so we're driving down the road, and every house on that road is a two-story white house with a red pole shed. How I know those details before I actually get there, I have no idea. But that basically thrust me into delving deeper into my abilities and really learning the craft and learning how to connect with spirit and bringing that forward to people so that they could have some more meaningful experiences.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. And so what did you tell your husband? I mean, did you?
I did tell him some things, but because he's such a skeptic, I did not tell him everything. One, I didn't want to freak him out, and I didn't want to shut him down. And it wasn't, you know, it was still an ongoing investigation. So there's lots of things that he couldn't share with me, and I was very respectful of those boundaries.
Okay.
So this experience happens. I'm sure it's eye-opening in a lot of ways. How did you already have the knowledge that was something that you could practice and get better at? Or was it like, oh, wow, let me go see and figure out how to work with this thing that I just discovered?
It was a little bit of both. Now, I tell you that story because it capitalizes on going back to my childhood and trying to realize or figure out why I'm hearing footsteps upstairs, why at a certain time at night I can hear somebody coming down the hall, but yet no one stands next to my door. You know, you kind of figure out then why you have those validations older, you know, as you go into practice versus when you were young and you push everything away because ghosts and things like that aren't real, you know.
And imaginary friends and all that fun stuff that we're told
exactly.
are like, oh, no, that's not real.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, going forward, it was like, ooh, I have a connection to something. And yes, I did take some time, and it was that aha moment. And I did take a lot of time to kind of hone in my craft, practice a lot on family and friends, and then make the leap to actually forming the business part of things. Cause I wanted to do it right before I got out there, and I wanted to have that practice in so I didn't fall short of where I wanted to be starting off.
Now, you live in Wisconsin, correct?
I do. I live in northern Wisconsin.
And tell us about living in northern Wisconsin as you're going through a spiritual awakening.
Well, it's very beautiful up here. It's very sparse. I live in Rusk County, Wisconsin. The county seat is Ladysmith, Wisconsin. So you were talking 952 square miles of just basically forest land with maybe 15,000 people. So going through a spiritual awakening here is much more pleasant, I would say, than doing it in a big city where you have tons of things going on around you. You can really hone into that silence and listen to what that silence tells you, because when we get quieter, we hear things speak more to us.
Right.
I was able to kind of do the meditation to bring out my craft and then, you know, really bring it to the forefront of what I'm hearing, seeing, feeling, in order to bring it to those that I work with.
So how did you know to, how did you know who to connect with? Like, did you go online? Did you go find a book on Amazon? Did you go to the bookstore? Did you, I mean, how did you find that first person or resource in a small town in Wisconsin? My parents live in Spooner, between Spooner and Siren, by the way. So, like,
so they're not far from me.
No, they're just, it's a beautiful country. Beautiful country. I mean, how did you know where to go?
I kind of just delve into the web to find out what I could learn at home, because any place that I wanted to go learn was going to be quite the journey in itself, let alone being on a spiritual journey.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that who I was connecting with really had some gifts to teach me. I really wanted to figure out what I wanted to learn first, kind of build that foundation, just like you would a house. You build the foundation and then you keep moving up in your skill set. And at first I took some online courses, just basically reading cards and trying to figure out how to tap into just being able to foreshadow things or to be connected to that psychic ability.
Yep.
Then when I felt confident enough, if you will, I did start doing some holistic fairs around the area. And my first one was up in Superior, and I sat at a table. I brought a friend with just in case I wasn't busy, but I was busy the whole day. And I think I finally got a breather, and the gal next to me says, I think you would be a great medium. And I'm going, I don't want to talk to spirit. I'm thinking to myself, like, do I really want to be that kid from The Sixth Sense who sees all these dead people around and, you know, the gory details of what The Sixth Sense would show, like very Hollywoodized, if you will.
Sure.
But I sat next to Lisa Andres from the Twin Cities, and we connected right away and had a great conversation. And lo and behold, she was giving a class on how to become a medium. And it happened to work out on a weekend that my husband was off. He could deal with the kids and I could go off and find myself. So I took her class because I'm thinking, what do I have to lose but gain everything from? And so that weekend I learned how to be a medium, and I've been doing it ever since.
And there's no coincidence that you're at a holistic fair and she just happened to be your neighbor.
Right. And that was not the road I was thinking I was going to go next. I thought I was going to go to Reiki healings and doing Reiki with people. And medium was the last thing from my mind. But here I am sitting next to this medium, and why not? Let's just take the leap. There's a reason she's sitting next to me. There's a reason we have a lull. There's a reason we're able to chit chat and connect a little bit and really hit it off to begin with. And then, so I did those fairs for about a year, year and a half. I broke my leg.
Of course.
Sat at home for 11 weeks trying to figure out what I wanted to do next, how to heal myself, how to kind of build my business and still be in the spiritual connection with people. And I thought, okay, shamanism always struck a chord with me, being back into nature, dealing with, you know, alternate realities, all those things just seemed so interesting to me. And then I sat at home and I took some Sandra Ingerman courses. They weren't, you know, terribly expensive. They were just some things I found off the Shift Network.
Yeah.
And I did some courses that way. And then I got back out once I was healed up.
You were like, whoop, whoop.
Right.
I'm curious now.
Yep, exactly.
Sorry,
and then I'm like, I'm searching the internet for a shaman. I can't find anybody locally. I go to one of my last healing fairs that I went to, and I'm sitting there, and Mary Newstrom was sitting across from me. You guys have had Mary Newstrom on your show before.
Okay, we've had Mary. Mary is awesome. ZenithHigh.com.
Yep.
And she would be someone that would like come over and say, hey, hi, I'm Mary.
Yeah.
But did that happen, or did you kind of do something different?
Well, I got there early and I picked my table, and I'm like, I'm parking myself here. We'll see who sits around me. And it was like a flipping beacon sat in front of me, like Mary's sitting there. I'm looking for this shamanic healer, and she puts up her banner and says shamanic Reiki. And
oh, I wonder where there is a shaman around here. Where can I find one?
You just have to look up to the sky or wherever and be like, okay, spirit, got it. Very subtle. Great job. And so, yes, me and Mary connected, had a conversation, and she was giving, starting her classes for Spirit Flow, and I signed up for one of her first classes. So that's how I met Mary, and that's how I've kind of continued my journey, my experiences, my being able to bring these things to people in my community.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome.
And Spirit Flow is a 4-year program, correct?
It has been a 4-year program for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're on year 4?
Yes. I was in one of the inaugural classes, if you will.
That's fantastic. So anybody that's kind of curious about what she's talking about, Mary Newstrom, zenithi.com. She has a whole thing on her website about spirit flow. And there's different categories for each year, correct? Or a different topic.
Correct.
So first year you do X, and then second, and then third and fourth. And Mary is a beautiful guide when it comes to, oh my gosh, like, yeah, if you're interested at all, please check him out or check her out. Excuse me. Hello. I'm starting to go like, do-do-do-do-do-do, which, as Brian said, was going to happen. Okay, you guys, this is wrapping up segment one. This is Kelly. This is Brian, being curious with Kelly and Brian. We got Patrick, who's our Wizard of Oz. We're here with Lindsay Olmsted. Did I say that right? Yeah, I did it right. From TranquilHarmony.com. We'll be back in a couple moments. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot to paper, rock, scissors. Go for it, Brian.
Welcome back. This is Kelly and Brian being curious, AM 950, the progressive voice. And we are here with Lindsay Olmsted. We're having fun. We're diving in. We're learning. We're growing. We're getting an idea of how you kind of came to be. And I know during our break that Kelly had a question that couldn't wait. So rock and roll. Let's hear it.
First off, everybody, it's tranquilityharmony.net, not com. Because I know you all, like during the commercial break, went to her website and you're like, this is not what we're talking about. So I just wanted to make that correction. Okay. Now we're going to shift gears just a little bit. Something that is near and dear to Lindsay's heart is that she does live and work in an economically challenged community in Wisconsin, and sharing that with our listeners was very important. Lindsay, tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yep. I grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and moved up here about 18 years ago with my husband. I have lived and worked here for those past 18 years among community members that would give you the shirt off their back even though they couldn't afford a new shirt to buy. So Rust County is one of the poorest counties, if you will. We don't have a ton of industry here. We have a lot of land, but we don't have a lot of people, and so that's where it becomes that economically challenged area. And so in focusing on my business, I really wanted to be able to bring a gift to the community or some sort of classes to the community in order to make it accessible to everyone, no matter economic status. And so I wanted to make sure that people understood that healing is not just something physical that we do. It can be spiritual, it can be mental, it can be emotional, but everybody has the right to have some sort of healing and feel that they matter. And that was a big thing when I created my business. I wanted to make sure that it was helping the whole person versus just one little aspect of their life. And so I do a lot of donations throughout my community. We have a lot of raffles. We have a lot of fundraising in order to help people meet their medical needs, in order to bring services to schools, all of that good stuff. I like to contribute to that stuff as much as possible so that everybody has an opportunity, no matter where they are or what they do, in order to join in what I do.
So how do you get people curious? Like, this is Wisconsin we're talking about. How do you get people curious about healing? Because it's I would say that you probably can't just walk up to anybody at a grocery store or a community center or a bar and go, hey, I talk to dead people. And by the way, I can, through energy, I can heal you, or I can work on you, or would you like to know more? How do you start that conversation with your community?
Well, I start by being out there. You know, I have a storefront. It's downtown Ladysmith. I've had a couple of different locations that I've been at. I have flyers out. I do live presentations on Facebook. That's really where I started all of this, to kind of connect people, is let them know who I am, what I do, what I can offer. I would do free reading sessions online, which is very challenging because sometimes you just don't get that quick validation back and forth between people when you do those readings. So I do a lot of those things, and I'm just out and about. Now, I'm lucky in the fact that we have a beautiful park downtown. It's right by the river. There's great flowing energy there, beautiful oak trees. And so in between studios, I would go down and actually put myself out there, put my Reiki table out. I would do readings. I would do Reiki and schedule appointments down in that riverfront so that people could come and actually see what I do. I'm not some voodoo witch that's hiding out somewhere or doing some weird dances or whatever around the fire. You know, I'm not oogie boogie, whatever. But at the same time, I want them to know that it's just gentle, it's natural, it's cleansing the things that I do, and that normal people that live within their community also are able to partake in it. And if they have questions, I'm approachable. They can come and ask me. I have my flyers out. And I just make sure that, you know, if someone has a question about something, I go out and I answer those questions for them.
Believe me, I've been in many meetings where people look at me and they're like, Kelly, you're so normal. I can't believe you're a psychic medium. I'm just like, hi, we're here. It's okay. Right?
Yep. And you turn it on and you turn it off when you need to work with it. I'm not walking around talking to like all the dead people walking down the street or in Walmart or whatever the case is. If someone's interested in that aspect of what I do, I have a conversation with them. And through that conversation, sometimes that's all the healing they need. They just need to know that somebody's out there that cares, that can share their empathy with them, that can maybe connect them to spirit if that's what they're looking for, or just be that person to lean a shoulder on. You know, it doesn't take a lot to help somebody have a better day than what they've been having. So I like to be that person out there in that community.
Well, that tees me up to this one. So before the show, I asked you, because I know a lot of people with gifts and abilities, the microphone is like right in my head and it just looks crazy, but I sound good. We work with a bunch of different gifted people like yourself, and I'll do a pre-show interview, and I asked if you'd be open to tapping in with Brian and just seeing what you get, and you graciously said that you'd be more than happy to do so. So the floor is yours, and I don't know how you have your ceremony, but Brian is here, and we're holding space, and go for it.
And Brian, are you willing to participate? Because I don't want you to feel like you have to.
Willing, open, and ready.
Oh, look at him. Okay. Did you see him? He just went,
oh, boy.
His energy totally shifted.
See a little bit shifting there. Okay, because before it felt like you were very closed off. I feel like you're a very curious person. Like you like to know things about things, but you also want to know the truth about things. You want to be able to experience stuff for yourself so that you're not feeding out to whatever display is out there that Hollywood portrays or anything else. Would that make sense to you?
100% true.
Okay. And I also feel like you also have a lot of, I hate to say walls, but you do have barriers or boundaries that you've set up along the way where you're very guarded as to who you let cross those boundaries. Like online here and over the microphone, you're very open, very honest, very forthcoming, but I feel like you're truly an introvert, and this just gives you a good stance on where you can express things, but not necessarily have to show your true self. Would that make sense to you?
100% true.
Okay. So do you have any specific questions that you want me to answer, or do you want me just to go with what I get?
Yeah, just go.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So when I do my readings, I'm going to just do the same scenario for you that I do for everybody. I have a deck of cards in my hand. I use this deck to basically focus in and hone it on the energy and kind of bring it to life. So sometimes I use the words that are on the card. Sometimes I use the colors. It's not necessarily my complete guide. They still tell, when I say they, my spirit guides, your spirit guides, whatever I'm connected with, the earth, the wind, the sun, the moon, everything speaks to me, and I see visions. I see movie snippets if I'm connecting with spirit. I just want you to be aware of those things so that if I'm not showing it here, that's where I'm off in La La Land getting those messages. Okay. And Kelly, that microphone is like speaking right to your third eye, and that's why it keeps shifting down to that area.
I love this. So I'm just going to be as quiet as possible, but you just go. I love it.
Yep. And Brian, you like to sit and ponder all day long if you don't have a specific thing that you're doing. Would that make sense to you? Like all these curiosities coming into your head, and I'm not trying to play off the whole curious show repertoire, but there's lots of things that come into your mind that you sit and chew over until you can really figure it out. And if you aren't satisfied with that answer, you dig a lot more until you get the breakthrough. So the first card I drew was one that says contemplation, where you're really thinking about things. And then the second card is that breakthrough. Okay. So you like to, you're a student by heart. Would that make sense to you? You're always learning something. There's always something to learn from any situation. It's not just what you read on paper. It's what you feel. You are a skeptic by trade.
Yep.
So until somebody can prove something to you scientifically or in writing, you will stay skeptic until something happens to you. Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I also think, like, you are a fun guy to be around. People don't know this sense of you, but you are a funny man. And a lot of people aren't tuned into that because you really put those boundaries and those guards up before people can get to know you. And that's especially true, say, in significant relationships. You really are guarded and grounded before you let that other person come through the door. Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, he's speechless, folks.
100% true.
Okay.
There's probably very few people that actually know I'm funny, but the people who really know me, like one of the things we do as a family is I do all these accents that no one knows, but we sit around as a family and people will just, it's like, give Brian a quarter and he'll tell a funny joke. You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But very few people actually know that. That's
yeah. Sure. So, and now everybody knows that because you've broadcasted it out to everyone. But so don't
and
be afraid for...
We're battling with Joe Rogan here, so we've got a lot of visibility.
But don't be afraid to show that side of you once in a while. It helps to create that core of meeting somebody and putting it out there. We have to become uncomfortable in order to grow. And if we don't become uncomfortable, we're never going to grow and we're going to stay stagnant and we're not going to feel that energy that we need to feel with that other person. So don't be afraid to show that outside more than just being behind the microphone or with family, okay? Because I think there's a lot more to you that people don't realize, and if you gave them the opportunity, you would be astounded by the people that are brought to you and that the universe sends to you.
Love it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, just put it out there, man, because if you don't, no one else is going to know. It's like this deep guarded secret, but at the same time, who's going to find it? It's just going to stay guarded. And that true person, the true self that you have in you doesn't exude from you. It just stays hidden. And in today's society, speaking your truth and being out there, that's the forefront of everything. If we're not speaking our passion and we're not being out there completely, people don't realize what we have and how much we can contribute.
And Brian has a lot to contribute, everybody.
That I believe.
All very true.
Okay, what's your next
card?
Spot
on.
Infinite blessings.
Yep, I was waiting for that.
Yep. So there, you definitely need to start capitalizing on things that you've been putting on the back burner, because I feel like you have at least two projects sitting on the back burner that you're not bringing to the forefront. And those things will never get moving if you don't start moving. I'm sure I sound like a broken wheel because you've told yourself 1,000 times before that you need to, like, literally get off the pot with these things and get moving with them. Otherwise, they're never going to start happening. But you have to be the one that pursues it, because if people don't know about it, they're not going to be able to pursue it from you. Okay, so start moving forward on those things. It doesn't have to be profound movement. It just has to be forward movement. An arrow doesn't go backwards. It goes forward. So we need to keep moving forward with things. So your procrastination is great and wonderful, but at the same time, it's not serving you in the way that you need it to.
Understood.
Okay.
Gosh, she's loving these messages.
Point taken.
I loved how you said how the arrow moves, because that just is just so beautiful.
Yeah. I like to do analogies that people can really connect with and understand in a meaningful way, so that it just hits that message home. you know, you can pull that arrow backwards, but it's so far back that if it doesn't spring forward at some time, you're never going to get moving with it. It's just never going to go.
Absolutely.
So pick the one that you're most passionate about, because I feel like these are projects of passion and you need to throw it out there for someone to grab onto.
So, Brian, do you have any questions before she pulls the last card? Okay. Do you want to alphabetize your questions?
I would say, is there a particular guide or spirit or someone who's passed in my world that I should particularly pay attention to? Because I do listen and I am aware, but is there one in particular that I should really be listening to?
I love that you asked that question, because it's like you just need the validation for it. And so the card I got was pause, because I feel like you already know who that person was. It's the color blue it resonates with the throat chakra. So it's somebody who wasn't quiet in your life for sure. It was somebody that was very boisterous, not necessarily loud and obnoxious, but very had a very commanding presence, especially with the voice. When they talked, people listened. And that's the person that you need to connect with. I can't tell you that that's family or friend, but I feel like you already know who that person is, and they come to you with messages here and there. I feel like you get signs from them all the time, but you don't necessarily pay attention to what you're being told. Okay.
So as Brian sits with that, we're going to thank Lindsay for this spontaneous reading. I really appreciate it, and closing that up before our next segment. Hey, guys, thank you. This is Kelly.
You're
Kelly
welcome.
And Brian on AM 950 Being Curious. We are with Lindsay Olmsted. She's a psychic. She's a healer. She's a shamanic practitioner. She just did amazing with Brian. TranquilHarmony.net. We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We are on AM 950. We are here with our very, very, very special guest, who just gave a really generous gift. We're here with Lindsay Olmsted. She just did a reading on the air, which, you know, certainly not everyone could do that. And I can validate for anyone who listened live, for anyone who's listening to the recording, that not only did she hit home many, many truths in my world, but she did so in a very kind way, in a very thoughtful way. I'm sure there were many things that she could have said differently that might have been a little bit harder for me to hear. But she said it in ways that I could really receive, and I'm very, very appreciative of that. And I just want to say that for anyone out there who's tuning in because they're curious, take action and reach out. Go to TranquilHarmony.net. Reach out to Lindsay. One of the things that she mentioned earlier was a great impetus for her work is to be accessible. And she's created an opportunity for people to access her gifts. But I think there's so much more than just accessing her gifts. You know, she does Reiki, and there's other opportunities to really go on your own self-care and self-healing and spiritual journey. And Lindsay can really be a door opener into that world. And so I just encourage everyone to do that. And Lindsay, I know that you actually have some really exciting events coming up. And so tell us what you're up to. Tell us what you've got coming down the pipeline.
Well, you know what? Can I interrupt beforehand? Because I was just reading this. Sorry, Lindsay. I saw you breathing in, and I would try to get you beforehand. But I think this can create some curiosity. In our pre-show interview, Lindsay shared with us some of her gifts and abilities, and I really like how you sum this up. So this is going to tee you up to what you were just about to say. And it is Lindsay works with her spirit guides, the power of cacao, the five elements, the cardinal directions, angels, vibrational sounds, spirit animals, and other helping spirits to assist her clients and bring them clarity through love, compassion, and humor. I love that you ended that with humor. Lindsay prides herself on having everyone she encounters to feel welcomed and relaxed. I just had to say that. See, like, it was beautiful. Those are your words. I just wanted to tee you up because I love
and,
that.
And I just
that.
Validated
yep,
it.
Yep, you did.
In-person experience.
Right? Okay, so now go.
Thanks for the lead up, guys.
I
wonderful.
Like
yeah, I have some fabulous opportunities coming up for people to kind of delve into my world and see what everything I do is about. And so coming up this fall, I have some great classes that I'm offering, and they're very affordable. I want to make sure that people have the option to kind of sample services at a smaller rate than necessarily booking a complete service, just so they can tap in and see if it's really for them. So the first exciting opportunity I have is September 23rd at 6 p.m. at my studio in Ladysmith. I'm having a fall equinox vibrational sound bath. Now, that's a Friday night, so you know, you had the hard week going forward. It's now Friday night. We want to kick off that weekend by just relaxing, shaking off that stagnant energy from the week, and really transforming ourselves, ending summer, transitioning to fall. Looking forward to all the things that fall has to bring with the harvest, the changing of the colors, and just being able to capitalize on that beauty and that transformation as we flow from summer into fall.
So for anybody in our audience that might not know about sound baths. Sound healing, by the way, everybody, is an amazing modality to play with. So I wanted, again, and I might, as you go through, I might ask some of these questions because I want the listeners to truly know that you can have these beautiful experiences and to know more about it and then be curious and go to your website. So what is a vibrational sound bath in your world, because I kind of want to go.
It's just as it sounds. I use instruments that have lots of vibration. So it's crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, drumming, rattles, all those great things I use to create this beautiful musical bath, if you will. You lay there and relax. You can either lay on your yoga mat, blanket, pillow. You can sit in a chair. But really, you're just absorbing those vibrations, shaking off the stagnant energy that you have, letting it just permeate through you so that you can walk out and just be. It's kind of making a musical bath where you can just cleanse yourself and then kick off your weekend and have a good time.
Well, and that has the difference, but that has the combination where I'm seeing with it is your shamanic, beautiful, the earth energy and the earth sounds with the, I don't want to say upper, but the crystal singing bowls. So I can see you with like a rattle and really dialing in with Gaia, but then you get your crystal singing bowl going and then we could go up to the universe. So that sounds yummy.
Yeah. And
that's September
23rd. It's an hour long.
Okay.
And it's $10. I offer at least a singing bath once a month. I do it so that people can experience what it feels like to just shake off everything that they've been holding onto and just be, because none of us take that time to just sit and relax anymore. We sit and then we have a purpose to go fulfill, or we have that grocery list to go tackle, or that mound of laundry.
I have a challenge for everyone out there. Take the $10, or it's probably more expensive to go to a movie. Take the $10 that you would have gone to a movie and just go once to a sound bath and just see energetically which one favors you more. I mean, that's talk about accessible, something that's accessible out here in the community. That's absolutely awesome, Lindsay. And it works. I mean, we know there's the science is really, I would say, in a public setting. You know, there was Masumoto back in the day, but it's all coming into this forefront of how powerful sound is. Literally changes the vibration. You know, most of our body, right, is what, like 60% or so water. And it's like sound has a very real, tangible impact. So I love that that's something you're offering. And I know that you've got more.
Yep. And the great part about everything I offer can be catered to a private event. So if you have a bridal shower going on or a girls' weekend or whatever the case is, and you want a private experience with just your friends or your family, I will cater to those needs and set up like a retreat weekend. I just did one with some other girls and we did a sound bath. We did a cacao ceremony, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. We did a spirit boat journey. Again, we'll talk about that. And then I did reading. So it was really a private and personalized service that I could offer for just a small group of friends that wanted to connect with each other.
That's beautiful.
So all of these things are just, they're wonderful by themselves, but at the same time, they're great for group outings and everything else. So the next thing I have coming up is a cacao ceremony and spirit boat journey to the full moon. And I'm offering that on October 9th at 10 a.m. And the reason I do it in the morning is because everybody has all these things going on in evenings. And so I really want people, especially on a Sunday morning, beginning of the work week, you know, we're dreading going back to work on Monday. But how can we work with the full moon and bring in the essences of that full moon and that energy before we start our work week? And so a cacao ceremony is where I use cacao, which is pure chocolate, in the sense that it doesn't have any preservatives in it. It's not your Hershey's bar. It's 99% cacao. So it's like drinking a hot cup of dark chocolate. And that opens up our heart chakra and our high heart in order for us to receive messages. And so we drink that before their ceremony. And we talk about how journeying, which is the shamanic, I think of it as shamanic meditation, how journeying can benefit everybody and what that looks like and how we go about doing so. So we have this conversation discussion before we actually load onto a spirit boat, and that can look like whatever boat you want it to look like. And we all go together and we go up to the upper world and we talk with the full moon, and we learn from the full moon itself what energies we can work with it for, because moon phases affect people just like, you know, the directions of the wind, just like the seasonal changes. We can work with that full moon to create balance, to create grounding, to re-energize ourselves or recharge ourselves. And that's what we can look forward to on October 9th.
So I did a cacao ceremony with Mary at Zenith, at Zenith High. And I've also done, so I've done the cacao ceremony and the cacao cleanse. And I will tell you, I put cacao in my coffee and my chaga mushroom special little sauce every morning now, and I haven't missed it since then. And I'm not a chocolate girl. I was never drawn to chocolate. It's just not my thing. But I it, like coffee, it, and it doesn't taste the same without my cacao now. It's just it was just after those ceremonies. So it's really interesting how you can digest that and then go into that meditation and then get on your boat and then just, I mean, you can go anywhere. And I love that your direction is the full moon. That's great. And the messaging from the full moon, because, oh my goodness, there's so much to share.
Yeah. And the cacao is fabulous because it's a superfood. It gives us all these antioxidants that we don't normally get from our
Sweet.
Food nowadays because it's so processed. And it's chocolate. I mean, if God didn't want us to have chocolate, why did he make cacao? So, like, seriously, it's really good for our bodies. And we can make the excuse that, nope, sorry, I got to have my chocolate every day or have my cacao every day. And fill that need. So it's really a great, great drink. I also drink it most times. There's also cacao tea. So if I'm not able to sit down and have a mug of cacao, I can at least take my tea with me and go throughout my day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, there's going to be something that's a little different about the cacao ceremony and spirit boat journey on Sunday, November 6th at 10 a.m. Now, you're going to the Mighty Oak. Tell us about
yeah.
that.
Well, you know, one of the great trees that we have around, I really connect to trees, first of all. And one of the greatest trees that we have around that really digs deep with its roots is the mighty oak tree. You know, they're the ones that stand the tallest in the forest most times. They're the strongest ones that we have. They're the biggest ones most times that we can pick out if we're just looking at a cluster of trees. And so the mighty oak is one of those trees that we can use its power, talk to its spirit, and figure out how we can ground, how we can charge, and how we can prepare for winter. What are its secrets? How do we dig deep with our roots? How do we plant our trees? You know, the mighty oak drops all these acorns in the fall and plants all these little seedlings. What can we do to start dropping our seedlings during the winter so that we can see them grow come springtime? So it's really a great way to bring that forward and kind of move throughout the winter with just that message from the oak tree.
And I don't know why this is coming to me, but I'm seeing this scene in the movie Avatar where they all go in to the tree and they all connect in with the tree. And again, I know that's not where you're going, but there was something so powerful about that and how the community was around with the tree and they were healing with the tree and connected with the tree and Gaia. And there's just, it just sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this one. This will be, this is the first time I'm offering the Mighty Oak journey or the Spirit Boat journey. And I think it's going to be very powerful for people who especially need that extra grounding before we head into winter time. Because winter can be so isolating for folks.
Oh, no, it could? Like up in Minnesota and Wisconsin? Are you sure?
Well, I mean, most of us go on the lake and have a bonfire because there's, 15 inches of ice and it's not a big deal. But lots of people like to just hole up for the winter and then go crazy because they want to be outside, but it's too darn cold to be outside.
So I just wanted to ask you, with all of these ceremonies, are they available in person and online, or is it just in person? I just want to make sure that we're not teasing people that can't attend if it's not online.
Currently, these ceremonies are only in person, and the reason I do them in person is because vibrational sound can get quite distorted if you're sending it over
microphones. I was going to ask you that.
Yep, and so I do the vibrational sound bath only in person.
Okay.
The cacao ceremonies, it's hard to have cacao ceremonies unless I'm mailing you out cacao ahead of time.
Right.
But there, I will have something coming up in December where I'm going to offer it online. That way everybody can join in. It won't be a cacao ceremony, but we're going to take Santa's sleigh to the upper world and connect with a healing spirit. And so, that'll be a great gift for people at a special rate in December.
Oh, yeah. So how many hours are you out of the Twin Cities?
I'm not in the Twin Cities.
No, I'm sorry. Like if someone was going to get in the car and drive to your location out of the Twin Cities, where would they
about
go? About 2 hours.
So about 2 hours.
Oh, that's
not
easy.
Very far.
No.
I mean, you can make a trip out of it. Highway 8 coming over from the Twin Cities has some really great towns and shops.
Yeah.
A casino. I mean, you can make a whole weekend out of it and go back.
You got to throw the little casino in there. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, we have just a couple moments left. How would you like to leave our beautiful audience?
Well, first of all, I really want to thank Kelly, you and Brian for having me on today. It's been such a wonderful conversation with you and a really great platform for me to share my gifts and my abilities with your listeners. I do want to let people know that if they have questions for anything, they can connect with me either through my website. I'm on Facebook also. My website is www.tranquilharmony.net. I'm on Facebook, www.facebook.com/tranquilharmony with the number one. You can email me at tranquilharmony@mail.com, or you can give me a call at 715-415-3121.
We've said it all. Like, right, Brian? Okay.
Oh, we're ready.
We are ready. Thank you, Lindsay,
so
much.
Go connect with Lindsay.
Yes.
Take action. Do it.
Do it. Being curious. Kelly and Brian. See ya.